This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 71 people were killed in Mexico when a pipeline exploded where criminals and others had tapped the line in order to steal gasoline and sell it on the black market. 100,000 women returned to the Women's March in Washington in a reprise of the post-inaugural march protesting the president. Smaller events were held around the country. The discoverers of insulin sold the patent for $1 each to ensure that the medication would be affordable. Today, the three manufacturers charge over $300 a vial. A lawsuit has been filed about the collusion between insurance companies and the drug companies on pricing. The EPA says that radon is the number one cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. Six states have adopted a policy to give students from K-12 access to computer science. Nearly 1 million known pregnancies end in miscarriage or stillbirth annually in the U.S., despite improvements in prenatal care. The rate of early stillbirths has stayed the same for 30 years. Technologists describe the internet's biggest platform businesses as fake markets because they make money through centrally managed and manipulated algorithms without any transparency or regulation. Cost of funerals for low-income families is becoming a burden across the country. Some funeral homes have been cited for poor storage of bodies. Michigan pays $365 for a cremation and $485 towards burials to help out. More than 1,700 publicly sponsored symbols of the Confederacy remain, according to the Southern Poverty Research Center. The U.S. spends $1 billion a week dealing with entirely preventable work-related musculoskeletal injuries. Fewer than 5% of producers and engineers working in the music industry today are women, according to Women's Audio Mission. The French government is now barring the yellow vest from traffic circle roundabouts in hopes they can stop the protest and break up their communities. 42% of Americans say they would not at all be willing to volunteer to fight in another world war, although two-thirds believe one is likely. Fastest growing U.S. team sport is flag football. 12% more children between 6 and 12 are playing flag football than are playing tackle football. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.